I want to show you something, she said. As if I had built up enough trust in her to the point where she could show me the type of thing that she had at first introduced by saying she wanted to show it instead of just showing it like look. And I like don't feel like looking like the uninterested type. So I say, alright, show that shit. With a little bit more respect and reservation. It was my sister, for Christ's sakes. I'm waiting for a follow-up line. There usually always is the statements like, I want to show you something. Kind of runs in the same vein as statements like, you can't tell anyone. And then promises are made and secrets are kept. I ain't tell anyone about what I seen or heard that day. Mum's the word still. I'm scared to plant ideas in your head while your rebellious side is fertile. Hurdles are getting knocked down. I'm running a losing race. Your legs aren't the only ones marked up. How many dreams have you chased? If I could have said this to your face, maybe you wouldn't have to write like I do. Except I use paper instead of my body now. It's something you might want to try too. From haikus to horror stories, there's something in our blood that we share. Something in our blood that appears on the surface of our skin when we bring it there. My facial expression said I didn't care. Hate and aggression must have made an impression on the little kid who stared. Sitting on the stairs when I would bother to bring my skates. My feeble attempt at being a strong big brother, doing father figure eights. Ripping my cape on the ground that it dragged on. Tripping on fate and hearing the sounds of a sad song. Listen, it's great sharing time now that dad's gone. But what's with the choice of words and the body parts you decided to tag them on? I'm a vagabond who moved to modern day Babylon and back again with minimal contact. You know, I can't ask your mom what's happening. You got such beautiful gifts, what are you doing ruining the packaging? How ironic, come to think I probably put this ink on my back for him. I want you to laugh and sing more. You dropped anchor in a place where dreams go to die. And keeping your ass indoors, I'm asking for you to stick it out and see things through. You're asking for me to zip my mouth and keep it just between me and you.
Just between me and you. Just between me and you. Just between me and you.
So that's what I'ma do.
Just between me and you.
And wait for my cue.
If I could have been there from the beginning, if I could be there right now, if I could promise to be there when you need me, would it raise an eyebrow? How would your body be different if I still drop out for visits? Is it my place to put a smile on your face? Could I erase your body language telling you it's all been said before, or change the words you wrote, exchanging your scars for my metaphors and add up to my collection while smiling? Next time you wanna paint with razor blades and need a canvas, use my skin. If I could have been there from the beginning, if I could be there right now, if I could promise to be there when you need me, when you need me, when you need me, give me a shout.
Your sins, well, I see the hell that your limbs speak, tongue in cheek, lying awake in bed while other kids sleep. The strength of evil begins to keep your grins weak. No matter the length of a needle, marking up one's body is so much more than skin deep. Feel the pinprick, the grim reap what they sow, and you're trained to say that you're fine. Your threshold for pain is greater than mine. I'm waiting in the lines that you give me patiently while you get caught in the lines that they make you wait in ways that they can't see. If there's a vacancy, as far as room in your life goes, say it to me. And don't do it with a knife under your clothes, cause the anguish of hidden skin is letting my ghost be shown. Plus the language is written in, it's especially close to home. I'm most alone when I'm out of touch with people who feel this type of pain. You might just aim for a day that it's raining to strike a vein and take my name in. Changing your uniform and altering your mindset. Has your pointer finger decided if it was a fault of his or mine yet? I bet. I know the dialect is nowhere I haven't been before, with skin that's sore. Battle scars that rise from our inner war. A decorative medals of honor that a father decided to pass to inheritance. And it is repetitive when the kids head in the direction of evidence proving the pain and hurt is relative.
If I could have been there from the beginning, if I could be there right now, if I could promise to be there when you need me, would it raise an eyebrow? How would your body be different if I still drop out for visits? Is it my place to put a smile on your face? Could I erase your body language telling you it's all been said before, or change the words you wrote, exchanging your scars for my metaphors and add them to my collection while smiling? Next time you wanna paint with razor blades and need a canvas, use my skin. If I could have been there from the beginning, if I could be there right now, if I could promise.
What? You're on the tape recorder now.
What?